You're tuned to CKU.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. We broadcast every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m., here live on CKUW 95.9 FM and online at ckuw.ca.
Local music, local issues, local voices. It's all here on CKUW, every day of the year. Now, during Fund Drive, we need your support. Call 204-774-6877 or go to funddrive.ckuw.ca to pledge now.
CKUW 95.9 FM is supported by the Dave Barber Cinematheque, located at 100 Arthur Street. Run by the Winnipeg Film Group, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in the Exchange District since the 1980s, showing films from across the globe and highlighting Winnipeg filmmakers. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at davebarbercinematheque.com.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words.
Words.
Good morning, I'm Susan Hubert, and this is Bookworm on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, the show where I talk mainly about books that I have reviewed, I interview authors, and sometimes just talk about the books. But either way, this is a chance for you to find out more about what's available in the book world.
So good morning and welcome to Bookworm. As you heard earlier, it's Fund Drive at the moment, so if you would like to help support local radio and help support my show as well, please call 204-774-6877 or go online to Fund Drive, that's fundrive.ckuw.ca. And so I'd like to encourage you to do that. It's important to keep programs like this going so that people have a voice and that you can get local news as well. So speaking of local news, actually I have some national news here from CTV that I heard about yesterday. Flights to Winnipeg and other parts of the country were delayed yesterday, Monday, after a plane overturned on a runway in Toronto. At least 18 people, including a child, were injured. The accident caused delays and cancellations around the country while emergency crews dealt with the situation. So that's some national news. And then to get to some international news, according to the BBC, the collapse of an illegal gold mine in Mali, West Africa, has killed at least 40 people, mostly women. The victims had climbed into an open pit area to look for scraps of gold when the surrounding earth collapsed onto them. At least 10 people were killed in another accident in late January when a mining tunnel flooded. So far, the exact number of victims in the latest accident is uncertain. So that's the news for today, and then maybe I'll go to the weather here. So I'll just get this up in a moment. So according to the conditions from the... This is at the Winnipeg Richardson International Airport. For Tuesday, February 18th, it's currently minus 20 degrees and sunny, and the issue or the forecast for tonight is minus 27 degrees and clear. Then for Wednesday, February 19th, minus 17 and sunny, and then overnight minus 26 and clear. Then for Thursday, February 20th, minus 14 and sunny, and then overnight minus 15 with cloudy periods. Then on a Friday, it finally gets back to the nice weather. The forecast is minus 4 degrees and sunny during the day on Friday, February 21st, and then overnight minus 6 degrees with a 60% chance of flurries. Then for Saturday, February 22nd, minus 4 degrees and cloudy, and then overnight minus 8 degrees and cloudy again. So that's the news and the weather for now, and some events here as well. So McNally Robinson is having an evening with Timothy Caulfield on Friday, February 21st, 2025, from at 7 p.m. at Grand Park and in the atrium. So that's He'll be discussing his new book, The Certainty Illusion, What You Don't Know and Why It Matters, published by Penguin Canada. There will be a presentation with a question and answer, followed by a book signing. And the website says, please note that this event will not be broadcast on our YouTube channel, nor will it be recorded. So please join us in person if you'd like to hear more. Then Cinematheque is working again. So there's, on February 23rd, there's a free stop-motion animation workshop, or several of them, offered from, or a stop-action animation workshop offered by Art City in the Art Space lobby from noon to 1 p.m. And then there's, on February 21st and 22nd, there are the works of Merlin Riggs. So that will bring together four films, Tongues Untied, Ethnic Notions, Black Is, Black Ain't, and Color Adjustment. So those are some of the events going on in the city. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, this is Fun Drive. And so here I'd like to talk a little bit about my show. In my show, I talk a lot about books that I've reviewed. And one of the interesting parts of it for me is to see the human aspect of the stories, how the characters interact in fiction, or how the issues of nonfiction works affect people. At CKUW, you can hear all kinds of people as they speak to you about the issues and about the things that interest them and inspire them, whether it's a certain kind of music, books, or current issues. Keeping this kind of radio going can help preserve the voices of people who might otherwise not be heard. So please help to make this possible, and you can donate, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, at fundrive.ckuw.ca or call 204-774-6877. Then I noticed that the show before me was talking about migration and migrants and some of the issues that are happening in the world today. In that case, it was Mexico. But today I'd like to talk about a book called No Stars in the Sky, Stories. And that's by Martha Batiz. And that's House of Anansi Press, and it's 258 pages. So many people feel sadness and outrage at the world's injustices, and this can connect people with circumstances that they have never personally experienced. In No Stars in the Sky, Martha Batiz uses fictional characters in real situations to describe the struggles and joys of the people in Latin America and what they often face. The stories relate many traumatic and tragic circumstances while also celebrating joyful times in life, vividly portraying the complexity of the human experience. So as I mentioned, many of the stories deal with sorrows or traumas, including a mother dealing with her son's suicide and another mother searching for her missing daughter. And it also deals with border crossings, strained relationships between a father and daughter, the threat of violence, the internal struggles of renewing relationships after being released from prison, and other situations highlight the difficulties that people can face in Latin America and beyond. So despite what I've mentioned so far, not every story in this volume is dark and traumatic. The story of The First Piano tells of a concert held in a remote village where residents gather to hear a musician playing pieces that many people had never heard before. And it describes the journey of the piano and the pianist, as well as an account of the complicated process of getting the instrument out of the vehicle and safely into place. It also includes descriptions of excited villagers jumping with anticipation as they look forward to the concert. And this excitement makes this story a welcome contrast to many of the others in the book. Family relationships are prominent in this volume, but they're always related to the larger issues of how people deal with traumatic situations, or even with the trials of everyday life, which can be bad enough sometimes. Many of the stories are told in the first person, sometimes making it hard to understand the context, but it also gives an immediacy to the accounts that could otherwise be missing. also using fictional stories to describe murders, kidnappings, and other acts of violence that people face in real life helps the author to emphasize the effects of the events on the victims rather than concentrating on the experiences themselves. The first-person stream-of-consciousness style of narrative in many of the stories is both a benefit and a possible detriment. It gives readers the opportunity to engage with the story more fully, but it also limits the amount of background information and context that the author can give. But different styles and genres have certain purposes, and this choice of style and genre is about provoking a reaction rather than prompting a debate. The author comments in her preface that No Stars in the Sky is more about expressing sadness and outrage at injustice than about describing the circumstances that cause these emotions. And the result is a book that can give readers insights into how injustices affect people's lives and how there is a need to speak about pain before healing can happen. So it can be a story or an unusual style of treatise, but either way, this book gives valuable and interesting insights into life in Latin America and the people who live there. And as I mentioned, it ties in very much with the conversation we heard earlier from the previous show. The author, Martha Batiz, I'm probably mispronouncing that, is an author, translator, and professor of the Spanish language and literature, whose works include the story collection Plaza Requiem, which is the winner of the International Latino Book Award. Another of her four books, a novella entitled The Wolf's Mouth, won the Casa de Teatro Prize. She was born and raised in Mexico City, but currently lives in Toronto. So that's one book that I found very interesting, and it's very timely as well, even though it was written a little while ago, since the issues of migration and what happens to refugees is still a very important issue, and families are constantly being broken up and dealing with trauma in their lives. So it's a very good book to read if you're interested in thinking about various issues dealing with people's personal lives and how they deal with the traumas of everyday life and of unusual circumstances. So now maybe we'll listen to a little bit of music. And this is from the album Mozart on the Menu, and this is part of Eine kleine Nachtmusik. that was the Menuetto Allegretto from Eine kleine Nachtmusik. And that's from the album Mozart on the Menu, a delightful little dinner music. So now we'll listen to a few announcements here. So,
the West End Research Center Stepping Stones to Work program is a free training program for job seekers on EIA with a criminal record. The Stepping Stones to Work program offers first aid, CPR training, safe food handling, workplace hazardous materials information system training, as well as employment readiness workshops. Training is offered year-round. For more information and to find out if you are eligible, please phone 204-202-6932, extension 106. That's 204-202-6932, extension 106. The West End Resource Center is located at 832 Ellis Avenue at Arlington.
Every season I worry about our lack of harvest. We just don't have enough land anymore since the company moved into our community.
It's true. They took over our land without our free, prior, and informed consent. This right protects us as an indigenous community and mandates that no work is done within our lands without the company or government first informing us, consulting with us, and listening to us. So let's take action and hold this company accountable. For more information, visit culturalsurvival.org/consent.
Groundswell Radio on CKUW explores the best contemporary concert music from Winnipeg and around the world. Tune in Mondays at 2 and to hear it all again Sundays at 4. Groundswell Radio only on CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg.
So welcome back. I hope you'll tune into some of those programs and think about some of the other issues that were on in those little clips. So as I've mentioned a few times, this is Fund Drive, so be sure, if you're interested in pledging some money, you can call 204-774-6877 or pledge online at fundrive, F-U-N-D-R-I-V-E, .ckuw.ca. So I hope you'll consider that. And then, so before the break, we were talking about a book of short stories by Martha Batisse about various issues, but about some of them are about migrants and how they're treated. And I've talked about this book before, but there's a book called Who Gets In? An Immigration Story by Norman Ravin, University of Regina Press, and it's 265 pages. So Canadians are accustomed to thinking of themselves as accepting and welcoming people who always help those in need, but immigration policies towards the Jews in the 1930s tell a different story. Who Gets In? An Immigration Story shows how the restrictive government policies towards Jewish migrants affected the author's grandparents, offering new insights into the ways the government, as representatives of this country's citizens, excluded people who needed them the most. So as most of you know, being a Jew in the 1930s in Europe was a very dangerous thing. And at the beginning of the decade, a Jewish man called Yehuda Yosef Eisenstein arrived in Canada from Poland, leaving his wife and two children behind. He had represented himself as single so that the government could, since the government was looking for a single man at the time. But then when he wanted to get his wife and children in, they accused him of being dishonest and not telling him the facts. So then he had a lot of trouble getting his family in. The book includes his grandfather's story and extensive information about various Canadian officials and their contributions to the situation at the time. Some were helpful and some not, but they all influenced who was able to come to Canada during those years. Of course, in hindsight, modern readers know that the consequences for European Jews who were left to endure the Holocaust were terrible. But even otherwise, the idea that some immigrants were deemed undesirable might grate on modern sensibilities, while causing readers to contemplate their own prejudices. And I think that situation has continued throughout Canada's history. I also reviewed another book about Chinese migrants, and in that one also, there was a lot of discrimination against the Chinese, and often only the men were allowed in to do work on the railway, the Trans-Canada Railway. But then after that, they were kind of almost forced to leave, or very much pressured to leave. So Canada isn't always as welcoming as we would like to think. But it's an important issue to consider, especially with all of the trauma and all of the troubles in the Middle East and elsewhere in the world. So it's an important issue to consider, and with the earlier discussion in the previous show about Mexico as well, to realize that Canadians need to not necessarily just let everyone in without consideration of how it affects everyone else, but to think it through and to respond as quickly as possible, because a lot of these refugees can't wait. They might be killed in their home country or imprisoned, or all kinds of terrible things might happen to them. I know some people from Afghanistan, and the husband was imprisoned several times because of his Christian faith, and beaten, and so now they're in Canada, where they have to deal with the cold weather and with learning English and joblessness, but at least they're relatively safe here. So I think the important thing is to keep Canada welcoming and to make sure that there are places for people to go as well. We might need to petition the government to build more housing so that people have a place to go, or to put more money into immigrant centers or into English language classes and various things like that, to make sure that people have the resources they need to make it in this country. Because otherwise, it's no wonder if they have trouble adjusting and they might go back to their country or to a different country. I was reading a little while ago that apparently in recent years, Canada has become more of a stopping place rather than a final destination. Maybe because of some of those issues, that people aren't necessarily very welcoming and there aren't enough jobs or enough good jobs, and housing is too expensive, and so then people end up just leaving. But if we can make it a little bit more welcoming, then people can feel that they're making a good contribution. So it's important to keep some of those issues in mind and to consider how we can help as well. So now we're getting close to the close to the end of the show, but I just thought I'd talk again about Friend Drive. You might be tired of hearing about Friend Drive already, but it's important to keep local radio going, because we have various issues that pertain to Manitoba and to Winnipeg specifically. And this way we can allow for people to talk about those issues from their own perspective, from a local perspective. So then it's, if they can keep broadcasting, and it's also a good training spot for people who want to get into radio in the future, since how many places can you work on amateur radio and learn the techniques and learn the ways of doing things? So if you're interested in supporting local radio and in hearing what kinds of other things people want to talk about, as you probably heard at the end of the other show, it is available on various other stations, but you might not be able to get those stations here in Winnipeg. So keeping it available on CKUW is very important, and also hopefully my show, that people might not be able to hear about books that are being reviewed or about the issues that they deal with. But in case you don't have a subscription to the paper, or you miss out on some of the reviews, this is one way that you can find out what's being reviewed and what books are new or are significant, even if they aren't necessarily new. The book No Stars in the Sky was published So I'll just get the publication information here. So this was 2022, but many of the issues are still very relevant now, even in 2025. So many of these issues are timeless, and so hearing about them on the radio is an important way of connecting with them. And so you might be able to hear shows like this on other stations, but it's also important to get a local perspective, and I'm a U of W grad as well, so you get the alumnus perspective as well, and the idea of supporting local radio is very important, because that way people can understand what the local issues are and also find local people's perspectives. So you might not be able to hear me on any other station. I'm not on any other station. But then you can also be prompted to look for other information in different places. Like now that you know that I write for the Winnipeg Free Press, you can check for my reviews there or check other people's reviews. There are a lot of good reviews in the Free Press. And so it's important to make sure that those get read and that people find out what's happening in the book world. So I hope you'll stay tuned for Democracy Now!, which is coming up in a few minutes, and thanks for listening. So I'll just play a few promos and things, and then we'll get on to Democracy Now! So thanks for listening.
The Wrench is the Winnipeg Repair, Education, and Cycling Hub. Since 2010, The Wrench has used discarded bike parts collected from Winnipeg's 4R sites to educate our community in bike mechanics and keep us all on our bikes through access to bikes and bike repair. We work with dozens of schools throughout Winnipeg to offer Earn a Bike, an 8-week program for teens to learn to rebuild a bike from scratch and take it home with them at the end of program completion. Are you a teacher who wants to bring Earn a Bike to your school? Get in touch. Check out thewrench.ca and look for Earn a Bike. We can't wait to work with you.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words.
Words.
This is the end of Bookworm on CQW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg for today, and I hope that you have been inspired to pick up a new book to read. Be sure to tune in next week for more discussions about books, and thanks for listening.
You're tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg Radio, made possible by generous listener support.
Support for CKUW is provided by Organic Planet, Winnipeg's only worker-owned organic grocery and vegan deli, located at 877 Westminster Avenue, serving Wolseley and Winnipeg for over 30 years.
Yearning for an ear full of concert music that will stretch your listening brain? Check out Groundswell Radio twice a week right here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Groundswell Radio, 2 p.m. Monday, 4 p.m. Sunday.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, where programming is made by, for, and about the Winnipeg community.
Hi, join us on CK. CKUW 95.9 FM, Tuesdays, 3 to 5 p.m. For Winnipeg Arena is on fire with your host, Martin R. Howell.